Fairness and safety. Key priority 7, family violence. Victoria Police has redesigned the Risk Assessment and Risk Management Family Violence Report, L17 form, for statewide release in mid-2019. It includes expanded attention to accessibility needs for parties at a family violence incident and improved collection of disability data. It is accompanied by new practice guides, one of which includes advice for police members about working with people with disability. We commissioned a prevalence study led by Brain Injury Australia that included Monash University, No to Violence / Men's Referral Service, Domestic Violence Victoria, the Centre for Excellence in Child and Family Welfare. This was the first evidence-based study of acquired brain injury and family violence in Australia. Australian of the Year 2015, Rosie Batty, launched the report at the Melbourne Town Hall on 1st of May 2018. The report identifies a strong association between brain injury and family violence and significant gaps in service responses. Recommendations include an integrated family service system that allows people to be screened for an acquired brain injury and referred to specialist services for treatment and support. Key Priority 8. Disability Advocacy. 21 Disability Advocacy Innovation Fund initiatives were complete by 30th of June 2018 after the Victorian Government provided grants totalling $1.77 million to organisations to deliver initiatives focused on engaging diverse isolated people with disability, managing demand, strengthening systemic advocacy. The following examples give a sense of the diversity of work that was achieved through Disability Advocacy Innovation Fund initiatives in 2018. Footnote 7. The Disability Advocacy Resource Unit developed an online learning module for disability advocates comprising videos and case studies. The Self-Advocacy Resource Unit undertook work to strengthen the Rainbow Rights Advocacy Self-Advocacy Group and raise the profile of people with an intellectual disability from LGBTIQ communities. The Victorian Advocacy League for Individuals with Disability worked with peer support groups for parents with an intellectual disability to build their capacity and increase knowledge of their rights and responsibilities. Women with Disabilities Victoria expanded advocacy options for women with disability in rural and regional areas by increasing access to information about their rights, building their confidence through mutual support, and building the capacity of the advocacy workforce around gender disadvantage. Footnote 7. A full list of projects can be found at https://providers.dhhs.vic.gov.au/Victorian-disability-advocacy-innovation-fund-initiatives-word. End footnote. The Victorian Disability Advocacy Futures Program 2018-2020 was released in October 2018. The 2018-19 state budget included $4.3 million in advocacy over 2 years. The Victorian Disability Advocacy Futures Plan will focus on strategies to improve advocacy supports for diverse and isolated groups. Footnote 8. Footnote 8. https://providers.dhhs.vic.gov.au/disability-advocacy-and-self-help. End footnote. Action 19. Safeguards. The Dignity, Respect and Safer Services, Victoria's Disability Abuse Prevention Strategy, was released in April 2018. This strategy supports the implementation of a zero tolerance of abuse in disability services. A range of safeguarding information is included for people with disability, families, and disability service providers and workers. The strategy introduces Victoria's first code of conduct for disability service workers. On 31st of August 2018, the code of conduct was implemented across disability services operated, funded, or registered by the Department of Health and Human Services. In August 2018, the Victorian Parliament passed the Disability Service Safeguards Act 2018. The Act provides for the establishment of a registration and accreditation scheme for the Victorian disability workforce. The scheme is expected to begin in July 2020, after Victoria's transition to full scheme NDIS. The Disability Amendment Act 2017 provides the Disability Services Commissioner with expanded powers that includes a new function to conduct own motion investigations into abuse and neglect of people with disability. Under the new Act, the Commissioner began investigating deaths of people with disability where the person was receiving services at the time of their death, Category 1 incident reports of assault, injury, and poor quality of care, referrals of abuse and neglect from the Community Visitors Board to the Commissioner. Action 20, Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal Accessibility. The Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, VCAT, launched its four-year Accessibility Action Plan 2018-2022 in February 2018. The plan focuses on four key priorities to be implemented by 2022, including training for staff, including four newly appointed disability liaison officers, improving the accessibility of services, creating employment opportunities by providing tailored training to hiring managers, and actively promoting VCAT as an equal opportunity employer, monitoring and evaluating VCAT's inclusiveness. Case study. Intermediaries pilot. Intermediaries were introduced into the Victorian justice system on 1st of July 2018 and are being piloted until 30th of June 2020. Intermediaries are court-appointed officers who provide a written report outlining practical strategies and recommendations to assist a witness with disability to understand questions and provide the best possible evidence. Intermediaries are trained allied health professionals with specific skills in communication. They are important for highlighting individual witnesses' communication needs to police, lawyers, and judicial officers. This helps all parties to plan questions and determine how a trial will run. This pilot aims to achieve greater access to justice and reduce the trauma experienced by vulnerable witnesses giving evidence in a criminal proceeding. The initial scope of the pilot involves intermediaries facilitating communication for adults with a cognitive impairment as defined by the Criminal Procedures Act 2009 and children under the age of 18 who are complainants in a sexual offence or witnesses in a homicide matter. Intermediaries are located in all jurisdictions in the Melbourne Legal Precinct and Geelong Court. Sexual Offences and Child Abuse Investigation Teams, SOCITS, that's S-O-C-I-T-S, are also piloting intermediaries in visual and audio recorded evidence interviews at six police sites, Frankston, Fawkner, Box Hill, Knox, Geelong and Moorabbin. End case study. Action 21. Victoria Police. Victoria Police continues to address key recommendations of Beyond Doubt, the experiences of people with disabilities reporting crime. At the end of 2018, Victoria Police has developed practice guidelines with the Department of Health and Human Services for responding to allegations of abuse involving people with disability for service providers and Victoria Police. Developed a protocol with the Disability Services Commissioner to clarify investigation roles and processes for responding to allegations of abuse involving people with disability, updated the Independent Third Person Program's Ready Reckoner, see Glossary, developed a disability port within the Community and Cultural Diversity Resource Hub, providing information, case studies, resources, and list of stakeholders for police members to access, begun the Communication Access Accreditation Pilot Project, see Glossary, in collaboration with Scope Australia, developed a range of plain English documents providing information around rights and police services. Quote, easy to watch, accessible to every woman, well-focused, respectful, very sensibly filmed and good information. End quote. Case study. In 2017 and 2018, Women with Disabilities Victoria undertook a project funded by the Victorian Government to develop safeguarding resources for women with disability and for organisations about violence, abuse and safety. The Our Right to Safety and Respect project aimed to increase the access of women with disability to safe, useful and good practice information about their right to safety and respect. Women with Disabilities Victoria recruited 40 diverse women with disability living in Victoria to take on a range of roles in the project, including members of the project advisory group, participants in consultations, participants in the film, expert advisors, participants in testing, validating, and evaluating the final resources, MC and panel members at the launch of the resources. Women with disability involved in the test group highlighted the importance of authentic representation and what makes a good resource by and for women with disability about violence, abuse, safety and respect. Quote, yes, it is good to see/hear how the women got through their situations. It is refreshing not just to see women with disability as victims, but as resourceful and strong to come through their individual ordeals. End quote. Quote, I felt powerful doing it and gutsy to tell what I went through. Empowering. End quote. End case study. Picture caption. Contributing lives. People with disability hold positions of leadership and responsibility across private, public and community sectors. Image description. Woman standing at a lectern, presenting. End caption. Our right to safety and respect forms part of a suite of safeguarding and preventative education resources developed under Victoria's Disability Abuse Prevention Strategy. This is an initiative developed and implemented by the Victorian Government in response to the 2015-16 Parliamentary Inquiry into Abuse in Disability Services. The strategy and safeguarding resources aim to embed a culture of zero tolerance of abuse of people with disability across Victoria. Footnote 9. Footnote 9. Visit the Department of Health and Human Services Disability Abuse Prevention Information Hub at https://dhhs.vic.gov.au/publications/disability-abuse-prevention-strategy. End footnote. Picture caption. Health, housing and well-being. People with a disability have housing choices that are flexible, suitable, affordable and accessible. Image description. Woman reading magazine. End caption. Action 22. Corrections. We have implemented an NDIS readiness program to prepare prisoners and offenders to transition from state-based services to NDIS supports. Assist first-time receivers of disability services to access NDIS supports. The development of e-learning training modules commenced to increase understanding and improve skills for communicating and working with people with disability. The training was sourced through the Victorian Dual Disability Service for Correctional Officers and Program Staff at the Dame Phyllis Frost Centre to support these organisations working with women with disability. Case Study. LD Bites are 5 short, sharp webinars for teachers to deepen knowledge on supporting students with learning difficulties, including dyslexia. These sessions give school staff a deeper look at particular skills required for literacy learning. The LD Bites were recorded and remain publicly available resources. Footnote 10. The LD Bites webinars were live streamed to more than 800 people and, as at October 2018, have been viewed on YouTube more than 9,000 times. Feedback from participants at the workshops and from LD Bites participants has been positive. A number of learning difficulty specialists have promoted the LD Bites on their websites as an example of best practice professional learning. Footnote 10. Footnote: End case study.